See, now you're just like everybody else. You only come around to Arizona once it gets a little cold and gloomy where you are. That's why you're here on the back porch. Okay. All right. Hey. I understand. It's hot here. The last couple of months are very hot. No one wants to be here. Friends, hello. Welcome on into the back porch. Why? Because it's another edition of Uncle Pat's Back Porch Get Down Groove Hour. That's right. You've been waiting for it. You've probably needed it. And that's the reason why this week we're going to do this special edition of the Pat and AJ podcast where you sit here and you hang out with me old school style on the back porch. And I'm just going to play you a bunch of tunes, and they're probably not songs. Well, that you're totally familiar with. Now, normally I would say that, like I'd kind of give you the old setup, like, hey, it's my Spotify on shuffle, or it's my personal vinyl collection, whatever it is. This is a little different because this is going to be an entire hour of covers. Okay, so these are songs, and trust me, this is all going to tie together in a beautiful NPR fashion once we get to the end of our hour together, right? But we're going to do cover songs because who doesn't love a good cover, right? I mean, I go out, I see a lot of bands, from small ones trying to get their way up to big ones maybe trying to stay on top. And, you know, sometimes you got to know when to go to another source for a little bit of inspiration, right? Maybe you're saying, I like that, and I want to try to present it my way. So this entire hour of music will be covers. So you may be familiar with the songs, not familiar with the versions or the artist, or maybe you know the artist, but hey, I never knew that they covered this song, right? So listen, I just want you to hang out. It's stressful. It's stressful out there right now, right? I mean, listen, I'm a mental health therapist. I'm recording this here on a Friday. It is November the 1st, all right? So we all know what's on a lot of people's minds, and so we all just got to take a big, deep breath, all right? So everyone, one, two, three together. One, two, three. Big, deep breath in. Now we're going to blow all that bullshit out. And then we're all going to hang out for the next hour. Smoke them if you got them. Crack one if you're that way. And let's just relax and enjoy all the music that I have lined up for you, okay? And you know what? Maybe with the theme of when we're recording this, this first one makes a lot of sense. From the band Lettuce, they're doing a cover here of Tears for Fears, the 80s band, with Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Don't you agree? All right.
Come out! Oh, We get it almost every night. When that moon is big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep their screws to keep it tight. Everybody's dancing in the
Everybody's got a hungry heart. Lay down. Everybody wants to have a home. Don't make no difference what nobody says. Ain't nobody like to be alone. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Everybody, everybody, lay down your money and you pay your part. Everybody's got a heart, a hungry heart. Everybody now, got a hungry heart.
Come on.
Everybody now, got a hungry heart. Everybody now has got a hungry heart.
Man, if that doesn't hit you somewhere deep inside your soul, and you know, I'm not even a huge Bruce Springsteen guy, and by that, I do not detract anything from The Boss and the E Street Band. I think they are incredibly talented. I probably just haven't given myself the time to dive into the music. Definitely wasn't there, you know, for all the live shows. But Hungry Heart is, bar none, I think, one of my favorite Bruce Springsteen songs. And, well, that's a great cover of it. It's by Kayak, right? Kind of slows it down, lets those lyrics breathe, which, you know, maybe isn't always a great thing. Because if you listen to the opening lyrics of Hungry Heart, and, I mean, I guess we have to remind you, like, how, all right, the original. I could play, like, 3 seconds of this before this whole thing will get fucking muted. You don't understand. Bruce is a big deal, okay? But just give me 3 seconds, okay? Three, all right. So stop, okay. That's a swing of a song, right? And it has a real feel-good, you know, like swing horns. The opening line of that song. You ready? Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride and I never went back. Like a river that don't know where it's flowing. I took a wrong turn and I just kept going. So, unfortunately, there are some kids in Baltimore. We know your dad, he just left. You know, he said, I'm going to go out for a ride. And that's it. He wrote a great song about the entire experience. All right. Is that good? We all like that one? Yeah. Okay.
Later.
I mean, like I said, sometimes you want the jazzed up version. You're like, oh, that's kind of a fucked up story. I don't want to hear it. But you see it. Still, it's got something in there. Okay, so yeah, Kayak, that's the band right there. K-A-I-K, if you want to find them. Hungry Heart doing a cover. You're here on Uncle Pat's Back Porch Get Down Groove Hour. That's where we're here in southern Arizona. You know, I live in the Sonoran Desert. And this is when everyone comes out. We call them snowbirds. But we sit on our back porch, you know, our back porches, because it's nice out. It's November 1st. I'm looking at my watch. It's what? Oh, 69 right now. That's nice. It's evening time, too. It's like 7 p.m. Dark outside. Totally pitch dark. So we're doing all covers this hour, right? This is the, what is it? Election Anxiety edition of Uncle Pat's Back Porch Get Down Groove Hour for everyone. Kicked off things with Philadelphia's very own, speaking of Liberty, right? Lettuce. They are from Philly. They cover Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world. Ain't that the fucking truth? After that, Dave. Dave Matthews Band, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, by the way. Congratulations to the band for getting into the RRHOF. They cover Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer. They had Top Loader's cover of Dancing in the Moonlight. That's a great cover that, I don't want to say it rivals the original. I mean, the original's from 1972 from a band called Buffalongo. It's a Canadian band. Top Loader, a little UK outfit in like 2000, put out that cover. It's a great cover. And then Dancing in the Moonlight. And then, yeah, Hungry Heart there. So, hey, listen, we're hanging out here on the back porch. Let's focus. Listen to some tunes. Feel good for a little bit, right, man? A lot going on out there. So we're just going to breathe in, breathe out. Have a fun time. I just saw this band this last week when they rolled through Tucson on their Love Direction tour. I love them so much. Seattle's The Dip with their cover of The Association. It's Never My Love.
You asked me if there'll come a time.
down.
Rabble, 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 rabble.
Standing out here yelling rabble, rabble, rabble isn't going to help anything.
But we don't know what else to do, Mayor.
Rabble, 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 rabble,
rabble. People, what do you think we need to do?
You wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in.
I am so excited to see Gus Dapperton when he comes to the Dusk Music Festival next week. Holy shit, I'm excited for that. That happens right here in Tucson. The best way to explain Dusk is, and this is really true, take Lollapalooza, right, which is like, you know, now home base Chicago. It sets up in the middle of the city, Grant Park. They got like eight stages, a gajillion people. Scale it down to like a one... I don't want to say like a 1 in 100, but like maybe like a 1 in 25. It's a great event in downtown Tucson, which has three stages, right? Three stages as opposed to eight gajillion. You do have an opportunity to see most of the acts on the bill, even all those little lines. But it happens right in downtown Tucson. And it's a event that happens every year in correlation with Relentless Beats. Shout outs to Relentless Beats, like some of the finest electronic promoters in the Southwest. They're involved with it along with the city of Tucson, and it is just a cool event. And Gus Dapperton is going to be playing on Friday night. Friday night, we'll be there to see him. And he covered for you right there What You Won't Do for Love, which of course was a smash hit for Bobby Caldwell, which, by the way, kids, and I know I'm going to talk to the Gen Zers as if there's any fucking listening. They're not. But yeah, back in the day before we had access to all the information in the world, the original joint from, you know, Bobby Caldwell, What You Won't Do for Love, nobody in their right mind thought that that was Blue-Eyed Soul, because Bobby Caldwell is white as snow. And you would not think that that groove, that soul, that swing, that swag, as you'd say it these days, the Riz came from a guy like that. But, man, he killed it. And so does Gus Dapperton. So excited to see him before that. We had the M People, which is, you know, it's the song is Don't Look Any Further, but it's a cover, obviously, of KC and a Sunshine Band. Now, the interesting part about that whole 7 minutes, if you hung for the whole 7 minutes, M People are very much like these 90s UK dance music producers who, you know, all their music, probably all their big hits. But they did really a great thing in revitalizing some of that classic disco with like 90s swing. And they did it in correlation with KC and a Sunshine Band, right? So that wasn't them just sampling something and getting sued. They actually worked with them, and everybody's making money. By the way, shout out to KC and the Sunshine Band. I see KC on the road every night, dude. That guy is killing it. Don't get me wrong. He ain't little KC anymore. He big KC. But KC, another guy that no one knew was white back in the day, in the 70s, he is out there nightly at a casino near you tearing it up. Before that, you had the dip. Never mind love. Hey, everyone, how you doing? It's Uncle Pat's Back Porch Get Down Groove Hour. That's right. We're playing a whole bunch of tunes. If you haven't figured it out, we're doing nothing but covers. That's the entire kind of rundown of the entire show, right? So, you know, just sit back, hang out. I got another good one. Oh, Dylan's here real fast. Dylan, do you want to say something? Talk on this microphone. I only have one going right now. Do you have something you'd like to say to the people? Come down very close.
I ain't saying nothing.
All right, there you go, folks. That's from... That's from my son. Do you know that I'm actually playing this next song because of you? This is no joke. I'm playing this next song because of you. Now he stops. The other night, other day, I was picking up my son from school, as I do, and I get to pick the music when I do that. And I had one of my joints playing, and in the middle of it, my son goes, "Oh, man, I think I know that song. That's that... Do you remember that, Dylan? Do you remember saying that?"
Yes.
Yeah, you did. Well, this is a no, it's Careless Whisper. Thank you.
problem of mine. It's a problem I find. Living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of a fool won't set you free. That's the way that it goes. It's what nobody knows.
For that final moment, you say. she went on down along. But don't that weeping willow, how to cry, cry, cry. Told the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. Tears cry for that woman, they're gonna flood you a big river. Hey, I'm gonna sit right here till I die.
You know we weren't going to get through an Uncle Pat's Back Porch Get Down Groove Hour without some Dead. Come on now, boys and gals. From December 31st, 1978, the famed closing of Winterland shows. I was just a six-month-old baby. Yes, I was. That's a cover, because that's what the whole hour's about, man. Grateful Dead doing Johnny Cash's Big River, which they still do to this day, and was really one of their signature tunes as the band evolved into its latest form, which is Dead & Company, of course, just wrapped up their big Sphere run of 2024, which you heard us talk about ad nauseum as a bunch of Deadheads. And Big River is a good time. They had a nice little Sphere thing they did when Dead & Company did that. So, hey, appreciate you being here. Have you figured it out? Yes, we're playing nothing but tunes, nothing but covers, too. Yeah. I act like this is the fucking radio, like you randomly just jumped in right here. Like, that doesn't happen in this podcast world. Shows kind of where my mind is. But the reason why we're doing all this is because, yes, I say we, myself and AJ, you know, everyone, a little, right, temperature's a little turned up right now. So we decided, why not shelve the podcast for the week? Let's all just hang out here on the back porch and play a bunch of tunes as we head in to this November, right? It's November 1st when I'm recording this. So we've gone through some really great songs. I mean, just like right there. I mean, if you didn't know, look, Grateful Dead does a little bit of everything, everybody. Before that, Stabbing Westward, Bizarre Love Triangle. That's a cover of New Order. And then, Careless Whisper. That was the Delvin Lamar organ trio. I got to shout them out because, yeah, literally I popped up on my shuffle and the kid is like, dude, I know that tune. That's that saxophone song. Fucking George Michael's whole career boiled down to a Gen Zer for this saxophone song. Yeah. What are you going to do? So I told you I'd give you a big grand kind of tie everything together now that we've gotten through the hour of cover songs, right? Because these are all songs that we, you know from one place, and maybe someone else does it, and we say, okay, well, I kind of like you now because you're singing that tune. Or maybe you figure out, you know what, I don't like you singing that song. Or sometimes I didn't like the song until the right person sung it. That's happened a lot of times, right? Cover songs that are more famous than the original. And you start to figure out that it maybe is just a little bit of the same song. Maybe it's the same dance. But the band marches on. So I want you to be good to yourself. Be good to others. I want you to love yourself. I want you to love others. I love you. If you're listening to this and you've made it this far, you've been with us for whatever amount of time, I love you. Let's all take a big, deep breath in. Let's blow that out. Man, I hope you guys come back to the back porch sometime. I mean, I would really like to have you. All right? So swing on by. Anytime. It's always open.
Mr. Karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right in the head. Better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead. What in the world are you thinking of? Right in the face. Better get yourself together, darling.